Network. My name is Josh Sperber. Clearwater Threshers, first half champs of the West Division, playing their final game in Jupiter until about 2 weeks from now when they come back to face the Palm Beach Cardinals. Rain has cleared up, gloomy skies a little bit out here in Jupiter, but still a beautiful day for some Threshers baseball, so let's get right to it. Starting lineup for the Clearwater Threshers begins with Ricardo Rosario out in center field. Devin Saltabon will hit next, batting second and playing second, and Keaton Anthony will hit third for the Threshers. Jordan Fiers is the DH in the cleanup spot. Raylan Heredia will bat fifth. Caden Hediger, sixth, back behind the plate. And Nico Pouakagrego will bat seventh. Diego Gonzalez is the eighth hitter for the Threshers. And A.J. Shaver rounds out the Clearwater order as hitter number nine. Jake Brooks is the reigning Florida State League Pitcher of the Week. And here's the Marlins, or the Hammerheads, defense behind the Hammer. The Marlins pitching prospect who comes in with a 5-1 record and a 1.72 ERA. At first base is Angelo Despina. Jordan McCants at second. At short, Christian Rodriguez. And at third base, JT Mabry. The outfield left to right for the Hammerheads. Yural Martinez is in left. In center field is John Cruz. Davis Bradshaw, the rehabbing right fielder for Jupiter, with the catcher Carmine Lane as the battery mate of Jake Brooks. 5-1 innings, 5-1 the record for Brooks this season. 1.72 ERA for the right-hander Brooks. Drafted in the 11th round out of UCLA in 2023. Brooks is making his 11th start of the season. Start number 10 earned him the Pitcher of the Week. 7 shutout innings, just 1 hit and 2 walks with 4 strikeouts in last week's win against St. Lucie. Ricardo Rosario sends the first pitch out to left field, and a sliding catch is made by Yural Martinez. So a great defensive play stops a leadoff knock for the Threshers, and we are underway here on Sunday afternoon at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate, back in the 2 spot. Despite going 0-for-2 last night, he did walk 3 times, the most he's walked in a single game as a pro. Liner foul off the tarp and into the left field bullpen of the Jupiter Hammerheads, who wear their Marlins teal-colored jerseys with the Hammerheads logo over the left breast and numbers in black, no names, on the back of the jerseys with the white pants and red piping. Bouncing breaking ball from Brooks, misses outside to Saltabon. It's a 1-1 count to Devin. 210 hitter on the year, 7 homers and 31 RBIs, both ranked second among Clearwater Threshers. Now the 1-1, breaking ball missing outside, and it is a 2-1 count to Saltabon. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. This one, a hard line drive out to left field. Martinez won't get there in time, and that's going to go past him and towards the wall. Saltabon sprints around first. He'll head to second, take a wide turn, and stay put with a one-out double. But the incoming throw gets away from the third baseman. Saltabon slides into third base, and he's saved. Errant throw by Yural Martinez, and the backup by Brooks wasn't enough. So the first extra base hit of the ball game goes to Devin Saltabon, who sends a one-out double to left field, and what is likely to be an error will send him to third base. So the Threshers already with a man in scoring position here on this Sunday afternoon with one gone after the double by Saltabon. Might end up turning into a triple because I don't see an error on the board just yet for the Hammerheads. Now Keaton Anthony comes up with the infield drawn in. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike as the changeup makes it 0-1 from Jake Brooks. Saltabon on third, infield in for the Hammerheads as Clearwater looking to score in the first inning for the fourth time this series. Anthony strikes a changeup back foul and it is 0-2, excuse me. It'll be an E5 that sends Saltabon to third base and an 0-2 count to Anthony here. We're still scoreless in the top of the first. Jordan Viers on deck for Clearwater, back to being the cleanup man after starting as the leadoff hitter last two nights. 0-2 now to Anthony. Breaking ball missing away. Saltaban was ready to go as that slider almost got by the catcher Carmine Lane, but it was snagged, and it's the 1-2 count to Keaton Anthony. Saltaban remains on third with one out. 1-2 count to Keaton. Popped up high in the air out to right field. Could be deep enough for Saltaban as Bradshaw comes in and makes the grab by the foul line. Saltaban holds up his tag as Bradshaw throws a one-hopper to home plate. And it's just an F9 for Keaton Anthony as the Hammerheads infield will revert to normal depth with two outs for Jordan Viers. Might be normal depth, but they'll give him a slight lefty shift with the third baseman playing slightly closer to third than you normally would see against a lefty. Christian Rodriguez will pinch up the middle at short. And Jordan McCants sets up with his heels on the outfield grass right in between first and second, with Angelo Despina at first playing back as well. Viers holds up on the breaking ball, and it's a 0-1 count as that curve settles in for a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count to Viers, DH tonight. Leads the Threshers with 8 homers and 33 RBIs on the season. 0-1 pitch, check swing, grounded to third base. It's scooped up by Mabry, who fires to first on the money. And that is the final out of the first inning. So Devin Saltaban gets an extra base hit, but a hit and an error is all the Threshers get. One man is left stranded without a run, and now the Hammerheads get their first turn at the bats when we come back.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Jordan McCants at the dish now for the Hammerheads, and he sends the first pitch high in the air out to left field, and it goes foul for a strike one from Braden Tucker. Tucker facing off against Jordan McCants. 3-0 is his record with an ERA of 3.18. His first start off the injured list last week against Tampa. He went six innings, allowed one run, walked two, allowed one hit, and struck out four. McCants hits a line drive out to left field. There is Shaver, who reaches up to make the grab for the first out in inning number one. So, fly out for Jordan McCants, the Hammerheads leadoff man. And now we bring up JT Mabry as I take you through the Threshers, or sorry, the Hammerheads starting lineup in the bottom of the first inning. Jordan McCants flied out to left. Now JT Mabry is hitting second with Davis Bradshaw on deck for Jupiter and Kemp Alderman, the DH, in the hole hitting cleanup. First pitch to Mabry is a breaking ball that misses low. It's a 1-0 count. After Alderman is Angelo Despina in the 5 spot. John Cruz will hit 6th. Yoel Martinez 7th. Christian Rodriguez 8th and Carmine Lane 9th as the Threshers catcher, Caden Hediger, snags a fastball down the pipe to make it 1-1 from Braden Tucker. Five-pitch mix for Braden. Two types of sliders with a gyro and a regular slider. Sinker, changeup, and a four-seam fastball, which JT Mabry just swung and missed on. And it's 1-2. Low 90s fastball for Tucker, who is making his eighth start of the season and 12th overall appearance. 45 and a third innings of work. He has a 3-0 record and 3.18 ERA. Breaking ball low, and the gyro evens the count at 2-2 to Mabry, who's a .230 hitter with 10 RBIs on the season. Didn't play last night. His last game was on Friday. In the loss, went 0-3 with a walk. Now a 2-2 count to Mabry with one gone in the first. Here's Tucker. Slider lifted high in the air out to right field. Sprinting in foul territory goes Heredia, but that ball lands smack dab in the middle of the Threshers' bullpen. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the bottom first. Tucker winds and fires. Slider outside and low. That fills up the count at 3-2 to Mabry, looking to become the first base runner of the day for the Hammerheads. Payoff pitch. Fastball hammered high and deep, but foul. As Mabry was all over that heater from Tucker, but it clears the seats out in left field. So a payoff pitch will come again. 2-2 strike pitch is fouled away by Mabry. Now the 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball down Main Street. And Tucker has his first strikeout of the game for the second out in the first inning. 45th strikeout of the season for Tucker. And with Davis Bradshaw coming up to the dish for the Hammerheads, let's take a look at the Threshers' defense. Keaton Anthony is at first base for Clearwater. Devin Saltabon at second. Diego Gonzalez at third, at short. And Nico Poaca-Grego at third, where Davis Bradshaw just hit a ball right past him. A shift beater into left field for the single that A.J. Shaver was all over to keep Bradshaw at one base. So that's the first hit of the game for the Hammerheads with two outs in the first. And now Kemp Alderman comes up to the plate as Bradshaw will be greeted by the Hammerheads trainers and manager as he comes up limping on first base. Could be a reason, the reason why he didn't sprint around first and head to second on a ball that could have been a double hit deep into the left field corner. While they check out the injury, we'll give you the rest of the defensive alignment for the Threshers before the break. A.J. Shaver is in left, Ricardo Rosario center, Raylan Heredia in right field, and Caden Hediger is doing the catching. So a short visit to first base, and Davis Bradshaw will be replaced by a pinch runner heading towards first now as Bradshaw walking on his own power but slowly back to the Hammerheads dugout. We wish him a speedy recovery already here on a rehab assignment. So Bradshaw will be replaced in the three spot and likely in right field by Rennie Hidalgo. Could shuffle things around as John Cruz is in center where Hidalgo last played in the field. And now Rennie Hidalgo is on first base. Cruz has played right field. But Rennie Hidalgo will replace Davis Bradshaw. We'll see where he goes in the field after the final out of this first inning. First pitch fastball in for a called strike to Alderman. It's a 0-1 count to the designated hitter, who was a second-round draft pick by the Hammerheads out of Ole Miss behind Noble Meyer, who's now up with the Beloit Skycarp in high A. Breaking ball to the outside corner, and it's an 0-2 count from Tucker. Alderman looking at both pitches. 120 hitter on the year so far with two RBIs, and if the numbers look small, it's because Alderman has still only played about 7-8 games this year. He spanks a high fly ball, foul down the first baseline, and well out of play. Anthony abandons his run quickly as Alderman sends one onto the concourse in right field. So an 0-2 count to Kemp. On first is Rennie Hidalgo. And we'll see if he heads to center field or right, hopefully after this strike. 0-2 pitch, And the fastball narrowly misses outside to bring the count to 1-2 on Kemp Alderman. So a 1-2 count to Alderman. Short leadoff first by Hidalgo. Tucker deals. Fastball called strike three in the outside corner. Two strikeouts in the first for Tucker, but one hit allowed and no runs scored with a man left stranded. Scoreless in the first inning, and the Threshers head up to bat in the top of the second when we come back.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best energy.
Raylan Heredia leads off the second for the Threshers. They had a man on third in the first but didn't score as Heredia takes a curveball for a called strike one. 0-1 count to the Threshers right fielder with Caden Hediger and Nico Poaca-Grego to follow up Heredia. Working quickly is Brooks. He sends the slider wide of the zone, and it's 1-1. Scoreless so far, each team with a knock in the first inning. And the Hammerheads with an error that sent Saltabon to third base. 1-1 popped up high and foul. That one goes behind home plate, and it's a 1-2 count to Heredia as that ball hits the roof of the booth next to mine. One ball and two strikes the count as Brooks winds and fires. Breaking ball low, and it's 1-2, or sorry, it's 2-2. Heredia, 248 hitter on the season with five homers and 25 RBIs. Hidalgo is in right field for the Hammerhead. Swing and a miss on the slider. Heredia down on strikes, and Jake Brooks has his first K of the day for the first out in the second inning. That'll bring up Caden Hediger, who unfortunately ended a 20-game on base streak, the second of which for the Threshers in the last two seasons. Otto Kemp now with the Redding fight and fills in double A as Hediger checks his swing, but he goes around for a called strike. Kemp had a 29-game on base streak at the start of last season. Count to Hediger, who had four RBIs in the Threshers' last win on Friday. 0-1 the pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers' backstop. Second position of the week so far for Caden. He has played first base and catcher so far for Clearwater, with the backstop being his primary position. Fouls away the breaking ball, and it's a 1-2 count. One and two the count to Caden with one gone and a scoreless top of the second. Hediger bounces one down the first baseline, caught on a hop by Despina, who tags the first base bag himself. Two away now in the top of the second inning. Threshers have a six-gamer against Bradenton when they return home next week. Nico Puaca-Grego now coming up with two gone here in the second inning. Homer and 16 RBIs for Nico. First pitch is a fastball to the outside corner. Straight take of strike one from Nico Puaca-Grego. Home run, 16 RBIs, and a batting average of 256 for the New Zealander. 0-1, cut on a missed on the curveball, and it's 0-2. Puaca-Grego was 1-for-4 yesterday, one of the six hits by the Threshers in a 2-1 loss against Jupiter, their first loss of the series coming on Saturday night. He inside outs a breaking ball, but it goes foul, and it's still 0-2. Hit a piece, error for the Hammerheads in a scoreless ballgame. And now the 0-2 pitch, cut on a missed, and that's strike three. Threshers go down in order in the second. And now we head to the bottom of the second inning. Still scoreless here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Angelo Despina leading off the second inning. Takes a called strike on a fastball from Tucker in a scoreless top of the second. Despina, Cruz, and Martinez to start off the second inning for Jupiter. And it's an 0-2 count on back-to-back fastballs to Angelo Despina. He's played first and left field so far this series, average at 228, with three homers and 15 RBIs. Breaking ball missing outside. Tucker doesn't get the swing and miss, or any swing, from Despina on that changeup. Now it's 1-2 as Tucker winds and fires. High chopper down the first baseline. Anthony flubs it, and Saltaban picks it up, but the throw to first will not be made as the E3 will give Despina a chance to roam first base, leading off the second inning. Officially an error ruled on Keaton Anthony. Each team now with an error and a hit. Still no one with a run in the bottom of the second inning. But the leadoff man on for Jupiter for the first time. First time either team, actually, has put their leadoff hitter aboard. Now John Cruz comes up to the plate for the Hammerheads, hitting 151 on the season, but has 22 RBIs. Despina back at first base, sliding head first on the pickoff attempt from Tucker. A corner infielder and outfielder is Despina. The Georgia Tech alum has two steals in five attempts this season. Cruz That's a fastball foul, and it's 0-1. He's in center field tonight with Cruz playing right field earlier this series. I kind of thought that he might move back to right field with Rennie Hidalgo coming in for Bradshaw, but they decided to be a straight swap. 0-1 is popped up out to left field. Sprinting is Shaver, diving, and he makes the diving catch out in left field with the shortstop Gonzalez running on. Exceptional play in left by A.J. Shaver, and he gets a tip of the cap from Braden Tucker for a great diving catch on out number one. A.J. Shaver, a center fielder by trade, playing in left with Rosario out in center, and one gone in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Yoel Martinez, who hit a towering home run a couple nights ago. Two-run shot on Friday for him was his third of the year, and now he swings and misses at the slider to make it an 0-1 count. Martinez is hitting 155 on the season with those three home runs. He has 12 RBIs, two of them coming this series. One gone and one on as Tucker winds and fires. High fly ball from Martinez. Big league fly ball out to Shaver in left. He drifts back into his left, makes the catch for the second out in the second inning. Back-to-back at bats on 0-1 counts. Fly balls out to left field. But one, a diving play. The other, a can of corn for out number two from A.J. Shaver. Two gone now, and Christian Rodriguez comes up to the plate. Shortstop is hitting a 135 on the season with three RBIs. He's got three hits in four games so far this series. Two gone in the second. Breaking ball missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Christian Rodriguez. It's 25 pitches now for Braden Tucker. 19 have crossed the plate for strike with two strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds. Despino with a short leadoff first. He's checked back without a tag from Anthony on the pickoff attempt by Tucker. It's a 1-0 account now to Christian Rodriguez, who has played third and short so far this series. One game at third, three games at short. 1-0 now to Rodriguez as Tucker deals. Slider on the inside corner to the lefty Rodriguez, and the count evens at 1-1. Carmine Lane hoping to get a chance on deck for the Hammerheads. Despina increasing his lead off of first with a 1-1 count to Rodriguez. Fastball cut on a missed, and it's 1-2. As Rodriguez goes fishing for that pitch in the dirt. Now Brooks deals. Breaking ball dives below the zone. Swing the miss for strike three. Hopefully no more technical difficulties today, but the Threshers are done in the third inning. No runs a hit. No errors. Nobody left aboard. We head to the bottom of the third inning in a scoreless ball game.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Christian Rodriguez swinging and missing at the first pitch slider. to start off the third inning. Still scoreless here in Jupiter as Rodriguez left with a 1-2 count after Angelo Despino was caught stealing to end the second inning. Two hits for the Threshers, one for the Hammerheads, an error apiece, but neither team with a run as the slider misses to Rodriguez for ball number one. 1-1 the count from Tucker, and the pitch, another slider missing outside. It's a 2-1 count to the left-hand hitting Rodriguez. Carmine Lane's on deck, Jordan McCants in the hole in the third, as each team is looking for their first run. And that might be it from Rodriguez. High fly ball deep out to right field, but Heredia makes the catch in the middle of the warning track for the first out of the fourth inning. Well struck by Rodriguez, but not well enough as Heredia tracks it down in right for the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up Carmine Lane, who is 125 hitting on the season. No homers, no RBIs. All three catchers have been used behind the plate for both teams so far this series. Lane hits a high bouncer foul into the Hammerheads bullpen down the right field or the left field line, and it's an 0-1 count to Jupiter's backstop. Spencer Bramwell has gotten most of the catching duties this week for the Hammerheads after Ryan Ignafo picked up an injury as the slider tags the outside corner for a called strike two to Carmine Lane. Nothing in two the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air just over the head of Gonzalez into left field for a base hit. As Carmine Lane gets a knock in his first at bat, now each team with two hits in the third inning. So two gone now for the leadoff man in Jordan McCants, who flied out to left to dip his batting average below 200 once again. He's been flirting with that 200 mark all week for Jupiter. He had one of the bigger hits of the game yesterday for the Hammerheads, a leadoff triple that resulted in him scoring his first run of the day. He lays down a bunt down the third baseline for the sacrifice, and Pauaka Grego does not complete the throw to first base, so it's an infield hit for McCants as both runners stay on for Jupiter. No play at second from Pauaka Grego, and he looks disappointed giving the ball back to his starter, Braden Tucker, as McCants reaches on an infield hit to start off the third inning. Two on and one out for Jupiter. McCants, the better runner of the two, he is on first base with Lane on second base for JT Mabry. So that'll bring up Mabry, who struck out on a battle of an at-bat as the catcher Hediger comes out to have a chat with Caden Tucker. While they talk, we take a look and see if any other games have started just yet. None in the Florida State League. None in the Phillies system. In the Florida State League, already a 4-0 lead for the Tampa Tarpons over Palm Beach. They've got a doubleheader going on as they'll play another game following the conclusion of game one. 4-0 lead for the Tarpons in Tampa against Palm Beach. A delay in Dunedin against the Tortugas, as Tucker sends a fastball low to Mabry. It's a 1-0 count. 1-0 lead for the Flying Tigers in the top of the third against Bradenton. The Marauders without a hit yet. Top of the second, but already a 7-run lead for the Mighty Muscles in St. Lucie against the Mets. And, of course, the Threshers and Hammerheads scoreless in the bottom third. Ground ball, base hit, just past the diving glove of Gonzalez into center. Cannon of a throw from Rosario, but scoring is Carmine Lane just ahead of the throw. McCants stays at second on the RBI single from JT Mabry. His first RBI of the week makes it 1-0 Hammerheads, and now Gustavo Armas will come out and have a chat with Caden Hediger. Phillies game has already started. They lead 1-0 through four innings against the Arizona Diamondbacks in a rematch of the NLCS, and that's the only game that's gotten started so far. A couple more set to come in less than an hour Braves and Yankees in the Bronx at 1:30, along with Rays and Pirates, Red Sox and Reds at 1:40 in Cincinnati, as are Blue Jays, Guardians, and White Sox, Twins, as well as Mariners, Marlins, the high A, or the Major League affiliate of the Jupiter Hammerheads. They get a home game like their single A affiliates, and Jupiter already out to 1-0 lead with one out and two gone in the bottom of the third inning. Rennie Hidalgo getting his first cut, hitting third, replacing Davis Bradshaw as he fouls off a fastball behind the plate. It's 0-1. Singles on back-to-back pitches for the Hammerheads before Hidalgo swung on and fouled a fastball back from Tucker. 1-0 lead for Jupiter with three hits already in the third inning. McCants on second and Mabry on first. 0-1 now to Hidalgo. Here's the pitch. Fastball low, and it's a 1-1 count. One-one, and now it's 2-1 as the fastball misses outside. Two on and one out in the third. Tucker trying to get out of the jam with minimal damage. The pitch, fastball low, and it's 3-1. Hidalgo, 146 hitter on the year with one RBI. And now the pitch, a fastball to the outside corner, fills up the count at 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Tucker. And the pitch fouled off on the upstairs fastball. Stays at 3-2. Tucker scans the bases. Payoff pitch. Grounder over to third. This could be two. Palaka Grego steps on the bag for one. On to first, and it's an inning-ending 5-3 double play. But the damage done for the Hammerheads with Carmine Lane scoring on an RBI single by JT Mabry. And one run for the Hammerheads. Three hits. No errors. One man left. Jupiter leads by one heading into the fourth.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
1-0 count to Devin Saltabon as Jake Brooks is pitching for the lead for the first time here in the top of the fourth. Saltabon takes a fastball to the outside edge, and it's a 1-1 count. Devin had the only hit of the game for the Threshers until the leadoff single in the third inning. He doubled in the first, which still remains the game's only extra base knock. 1-1, curveball cut on a missed, and it's 1-2. Four hits for the Hammerheads produced one run, two hits for the Threshers, and they still do not have a run yet. 1-2 the count as Saltabon looking to change that as Brooks winds, kicks, and fires. Curveball lifted high in the air, popped up on the infield. Shortstop Rodriguez is there, calls off Mabry to make the squeeze for the first out of the fourth inning on the pop-up to short. So one gone for Keaton Anthony, who flied out to right in the first inning. He has a penchant for hitting the ball the opposite way. Had an oppo home run for his first of the season back in Bradenton. Now the first pitch to Anthony, breaking ball in there for a called strike. 0-1 on the curve from Jake Brooks. Back up the middle from Anthony, and to base hit into center field. One out single for the Threshers, and now the tying run is aboard first base with the power hitting Jordan Viers coming up to the plate for Clearwater. Three hits now for the Threshers, a Saltabon double and singles from Gonzalez and Anthony here in the fourth. One out and one on. We have the lefty Viers coming up to face the right-hander Brooks. Anthony has three steals in four attempts this season. He has a short leadoff of first being held on by Despina. One gone in the top of the fourth inning. Pickoff attempt not in time at first base as Anthony slides back in head first without a tag. 42 pitches so far from Jake Brooks. 33 have crossed for strikes, 3 Ks, and 3 and a third. Fires awaits the first pitch. Here comes Brooks. Fastball attacks the outside corner. It's 0-1. Nothing on one. The count to Viers with one gone and a man aboard. Anthony checked back at first again. Second pickoff attempt of the inning. Both have gone unsuccessful. Each team is 0-for-1 in steals so far. A.J. Shaver was picked off in the third inning after Angelo Despina was picked off to end the second. Viers takes the curveball that floats outside, and it's 1-1. So two pickoff attempts and two pitches thrown, even 1-1 count to Viers, who is the team lead with 8 homers and 33 RBIs. 1-1 now, the pitch. Curveball cut on a missed. Viers out in front of the bender, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Leading off first is Anthony. He stays put. Another curveball cut on a missed, and that's strike 3. Viers with a hard enough swing to shed his elbow guard. And that's the fourth K of the day for Brooks. Two gone in the top of the fourth inning. Tying runs at first for the Threshers, and Raylan Heredia is at the plate trying to equal his jersey number in RBIs. He wears number 27, and he sends a high fly ball, popped up in foul territory next to first base. Despina comes in and makes the grab in foul ground to finish the fourth inning. Threshers get a hit for the second straight frame, but they leave a runner on base. 1-0 lead for the Hammerheads, bottom of the fourth inning, as the Threshers get a hit and leave a run in the top half.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Kemp Alderman leads off the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 lead for the Hammerheads as the first pitch flies foul and bounces off the roof right in front of my booth. 0-1 the count to Alderman, who struck out looking to end the first inning. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-2. Sun is shining now in Jupiter. Clouds have cleared after the day started raining. It was raining on the bus over to the ballpark. As Alderman hits a slow roller down the third baseline, Paco Grego has to barehand. It whips the throw to first, but not in time, as the number from Alderman ends up on an infield hit, fifth of the game for the Hammerheads. But no more rain here in Jupiter. Beautiful sunny day now, but the Threshers trail 1-0, which is a lot less beautiful. Now the lefty Angelo Despina comes up to the plate. He reached on an error in the second inning, so he's 0-1. First pitch to Despina, fastball missing outside. It's a 1-0 count. Five hits now for the Hammerheads, each team with an error. Three hits for the Threshers, but Jupiter is the only team with a run. 1-0 the count now to Despina as Tucker deals. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's 2-0. 50 pitches now for Braden Tucker, 35 over for strikes for the righty out of Lipscomb, where he was a grad transfer for a year after spending his collegiate career at Indiana. Despina hits a fly ball out to right field. Heredia calls off. Rosario circles the baseball and makes the grab for the first out in the fourth. Alderman will stay on first base. One gone for John Cruz, who flied out to left in his last at bat. A diving catch by Shaver to get the first out of the second inning. And the fastball misses low to Cruz. It's a 1-0 count. Slider. Well, it certainly looked like a fastball until the last second. And it fooled Cruz as much as it did me. But the call is overturned. So instead of strike one, it's 1-1 to John Cruz. Man on first is Alderman. He has a sizable lead being watched by Anthony. And a breaking ball catches the inside corner. It's a 1-2 count to John Cruz, who has a homer and 22 ribbies on the season. Alderman extending his lead off of first base. As Tucker checks him off with a pickoff move, but he will stay on the bat. Alderman had one steal in five rehab games in the Complex League, but is yet to attempt a steal in this his eighth game of the Florida State League season with the Hammerheads. 1-2. Hard liner foul hits the netting next to the Threshers' bullpen, and the count stays a 1-2. Alderman shuffles his lead towards second. And the 1-2 is hit back up the middle towards short. Picked up and stepping on second is Gonzalez. He fires to first in time for a second unassisted double play by the Clearwater Threshers. So a leadoff knock starts things off for the Hammerheads, but that's all they get. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. And we're through four with a 1-0 lead for Jupiter on the Threshers broadcast network.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Caden Hediger leading off the fifth for the Threshers. Takes a fastball outside from Brooks for a 1-0 count. Brooks looking to make himself eligible for the victory. He is on the hill with a 1-0 count. In four shutout innings so far, Hediger checks his swing but fouls off the breaking ball. And it is a 1-1 count. 1-0 is the lead for the Hammerheads as the pitch upstairs on the heater to Hediger, 2-1. Hediger hits a ground ball back up the middle into right center field for a leadoff single. Second inning with a leadoff knock for the Threshers, as they have now have their fourth hit of the ball game. Thought it was their fifth, but clearly I can't count. Oh, well. Man on first, Hediger trying to restart an on-base streak after ending his 20-game on-base streak in yesterday's loss. One steal in one attempt for Hediger. He's on first base, taking a short lead with the lefty Nico Pouaca-Grego at the dish against Brooks. He swings and misses on the fastball. It's 0-1. Pouaca-Grego struck out in his last at-bat. Now the 0-1. Chopper foul down the first baseline. The count drops to 0-2. Nothing and two, the count to Poaka Grego, the pitch. Fastball missing outside. It's 1-2. And the call is overturned by the home plate umpire, Theo Arndt. So what was a 1-2 count turns into a three-pitch K for Josh Brooks. Jake Brooks, five strikeouts on the game so far for him. So two gone for Diego Gonzalez, who had the last lead, or one gone, who had the last leadoff hit. Did Gonzalez back in the third inning. Second pitch of the frame, he lined it out to center as he takes a breaking ball low for ball number one. One out and a man on first. That's the tying run in Caden Hediger, who extends his lead off of first. Right on right matchup with Brooks ready to go against Gonzalez. Pickoff attempt at first base. Hediger back in safely. And it's still a 1-0 count to Gonzalez. He has a seven-game on base streak that has lasted since the start of the Tampa series on June the 13th. Nine for his last 22, including the single in the third inning today. Back pick to first base after ball number two. Hediger is safe as the fastball misses low to Gonzalez to make it a 2-0 count. Gonzalez, five ribbies and three RBIs over his last seven games. Or three runs scored, I should say. 2-0 now to Gonzalez. Last ball inside, and it's 3-0. Gonzalez takes the get-me-over heater over the outside part of the plate. It settles in for strike one. It's a 3-1 count to Diego, hitting 286 on the season with six RBIs. Hediger with a short lead off of first. Two pickoff moves already from Brooks. He goes home. Curveball grounded to the third baseman. Picked up and thrown on the run to second by Mabry. On to first. Gonzalez loses his helmet and the race to the bag on a 5-4-3 twin killing to end the fifth. Each team now with a double play, and the Threshers go down in order after one hit leads off the fifth. They still have not scored as they trail 1-0 at the halfway point of tonight's ballgame.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
0-1 count to Yoel Martinez. Sends a looping swing over a breaking ball from Tucker. Wasting no time. Tucker back with another breaking ball that Martinez hammers out to right field. Heredia at the wall, and that's going to one-hop the wall. Martinez rounding second, heading to third. Throw is cut off at short and not in time as Martinez stands up at third base with a leadoff triple to start the fifth. The second of his two towering fly balls out to right field. The last one was a two-run home run back on Friday. So, infield in now for the Threshers with Christian Rodriguez stepping up to the plate. And a man on third base with nobody out. Rodriguez flied out to right his last time up, but Tucker hoping to keep this on the ground. He does. Hot shot to third base, picked up by Poaka Grego. Throws to first in time and gets the first out. Great defensive play by Nico. Quick reaction to get that grounder, and he had to look off Martinez at third before throwing to first base. So one out on the hot grounder, and that'll bring up Carmine Lane, who singled and scored the game's only run to this point in the third inning. Lane brought his average up to 146 after the one-out knock in the third inning. The second of six hits in the game, first of three in that third inning for Jupiter. Fastball missing low to Lane, and it's 1-0. The 1-0. Slider tap foul, it's 1-1. Neither team with action in their bullpen, as each pitcher has been remarkably efficient so far in this Sunday afternoon. Tucker is about to throw pitch number 62, which is sliced foul on the fastball back from Lane to make it 1-2. 4 1/3 innings pitch, 62 pitches for Tucker, 45 for strikes with 2 Ks and 1 run allowed in 4 1/3. 1-2 from Tucker. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike 3. Lane looks the 92-mile-an-hour heater into the glove of Hediger. And there are 2 gone on Tucker's third punch out of the day, bringing up the leadoff man, Jordan McCants, who singled in his last at bat. And he'll get a slight lefty shift with Poaka Grego holding the runner on third base. That's Yoel Martinez. Led off the inning with his fourth triple of the season, which leads the Florida State League. First pitch to McCants, breaking ball low and in. And it's a 1-0 count to the Hammerhead second baseman. McCants saw 2 pitches in the first inning, flying out to left field in his first at-bat, then singled in the third. Back to part of 3 straight hits for the Hammerheads. Slider on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Runner on third is Yoel Martinez with 2 gone in the fifth. Slider low, but a called strike, 1-2. McCants won't challenge, and he faces a 2-strike count with 2 outs in the fifth inning. Tucker, 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Braden Tucker climbs the ladder with the fastball, and a leadoff triple goes for nothing for the Hammerheads as they end the fifth with a triple and one man left on base. Still scoreless for the Threshers. It's a 1-0 lead for the Hammerheads as we head into the sixth.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
First pitch of the sixth is grounded to second base, picked up by McCants on to first, and A.J. Shaver is down on a 4-3 to start off the sixth inning. Jake Brooks remains in the game for the Hammerheads, and neither team, well, sorry, that's about to change. I was about to say neither team has anyone in their bullpen. It's still truth for the Threshers, but a lefty getting up for Jupiter as Rosario lays down a nice bunt, but the pitcher picks it up. Brooks fires to first base, and Rosario is beaten on a step. Two pitches, two outs in the sixth inning for Brooks, who has just now crossed the 60-pitch threshold. 61 pitches with 46 over for strikes and 5 2/3 innings for the reigning pitcher of the week. He went 7 shutout last week and may be asked to do the same in this game. Still 5 2/3 shutout innings for Brooks as his Hammerheads lead 1-0. First pitch to Saltaban is a breaking ball low. It's an 0-1 count, as that's taken for a called strike. O-1 coming to Saltaban. The pitch. Curveball inside, but a called strike two to the Threshers' second baseman, who doubled in the first inning but was stranded on third with one out in the frame. Nothing and two now to Saltaban. Two strikes and the pitch. Skied foul behind home plate and on the roof of the press box. It's still 0-2. Two gone in the sixth. Saltaban, now the 0-2. Fastball well upstairs, and it's 1-2. ERA down to 1.58. For Jake Brooks. He's having a great game so far. 1-2 pitch. Saltaban fouls off a breaking ball on a half swing. That keeps the count at 1-2. Ground ball right to third. Wormburner scooped up by Mabry, who fires to first. Is it picked? Yes, it is. Close play at the bag, but Despina holds on, and the 5-3 ground out ends the sixth inning as the Threshers go down in order for the second time today. Still 1-0 Jupiter. We head to the bottom sixth.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
JT Mabry sends Braden Tucker's first pitch to the bottom six. Foul down the first base side. And it's an 0-1 count to the man who has driven in the only run of the game so far. 1-0 lead for the Hammerheads thanks to an RBI single by Mabry in the third inning. Breaking ball missing inside. It's a 1-1 count now to Mabry, who is 1-for-2, striking out in the first before the RBI knock in the third inning. Mabry ducks away from a wayward fastball that goes up and in. The chin music from Tucker makes it 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Now it's 3-1 to Mabry. Lefty still warming in the Hammerheads bullpen. And Tucker may be giving this entire inning as no one is warming up for the Threshers just yet. The 3-1 is popped high and foul behind home plate. Now we fill up the count of 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff man. And now the pitch. Mabry hammers this one high in the air, but foul down the left field line. Puaka Grego sprints into the bullpen, but he won't be able to make the play. And we continue the first at bat of the sixth in a 3-2 count. Lefty still loosening for the Hammerheads. The Threshers look like they're starting to get some movement out in the right field bullpen. Full count once again to Mabry. Tucker, the wind, the kick, and the payoff pitch. Outside and low on the slider. That's ball four. And it's a leadoff walk to Mabry to start off the sixth inning. Tucker has thrown 74 pitches with 52 over four strikes in five innings of work. Four strikeouts and one earned run allowed. Six hits for the Hammerheads, four for the Threshers, each team with an error. And Mabry is on first base for Rennie Hidalgo, who grounded into a double play in the third after replacing Davis Bradshaw, who injured his leg back in the first inning as a pinch runner. 0-1 as Hidalgo pushes the bunt foul. Hidalgo awaits the 0-1 from Tucker. Fastball missing outside, and it's 1-1. Off first base is JT Mabry, who has reached in each of his last two at-bats. He has three stolen bases in five attempts in his first year as a pro. Slider missing upstairs, but a swing and miss by Hidalgo makes it 1-2. Braden Tucker throwing that slider really effectively. Pairs it with a curveball and a fastball primarily. 1-2 now to Hidalgo, and his pickoff attempt at first base. Back safe is Mabry, who led off with a walk here in the bottom six. 1-0 the lead for the Hammerheads. They have six hits, the Threshers four, each team with an error so far. Runner goes, and this one's hit on the ground, past the diving glove of Gonzalez into left field, and it's a base hit for Rennie Hidalgo. First to reach for the Hammerhead as Mabry stays on second on the hit and run, and Hidalgo has his first hit of the day. Now two on with nobody out. As the bullpen arm is starting to get loose in the Threshers, it's a righty. Looks like it's Chase Hopewell who will be entering the game as Marty Malloy points towards the right field pen and makes the call to the bullpen. A walk and a knock to start off the sixth inning for the Hammerheads. That leads the Threshers starter exiting the game early. Five innings for Tucker, seven hits allowed. He struck out four and walked one batter. Did allow one run on the hook for two more, but Chase Hopewell trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Chase Hopewell starting off the sixth inning with a fastball outside, and that heater is certainly a hot pitch for Hopewell. Looking to head up to 97 and 295-mile-an-hour missiles miss outside to Kemp Alderman as he starts the sixth, the 2-0 count. Two on, both responsibility of Tucker, who let up a walk and a hit in the sixth inning. After going five innings, one run allowed with seven runs and four strikeouts. Sinking fastball from Hopewell gets a swing and a miss by Alderman. It's a 2-1 count against the undrafted free agent out of Cincinnati. Tucker in line for the loss because the Threshers have had a tough time scoring runs over the last two nights after Caden Hediger drove in all four on Friday. Now the 2-1. Fastball, high bouncer, foul down the third baseline. Well picked up by Nelson Prada, the manager for the Hammerheads, who's coaching third base. He gets back into his box, and Hopewell is set up against Alderman with a 2-2 count and nobody on. Two outs. You've got Mabry on second, Hidalgo on first, and a 1-0 lead for the Hammerheads. They're out hitting the Threshers 7-4 as well. 2-2 coming from Hopewell as he glances on the base pass. Two on the pitch clock as he fires, and Alderman sends a jam shot breaking ball to keep the count even at two balls and two strikes. Chase Hopewell making his 17th appearance of the season for the Threshers. 7.20 ERA and 20 innings pitched with two saves and two chances and an 0-for-2 record. Struck out 17 in those 20 innings. Now the 2-2. Bouncer back up the middle. Hopewell's got it, and he has a tough decision deciding which base to throw to. He ends up just getting to first on the 1-3 with both runners moving up into scoring position. Mabry to third, Hidalgo to second, and now there's one out with both men in scoring position for the Hammerheads for the lefty Angelo Despina. Despina 0-for-2 today, but he reached on an error in the second. He was caught stealing to end the inning in that second and now is up with two men aboard. On second is Hidalgo. On third is Mabry with one gone here in the bottom six. Threshers trail by one. First pitch to Despina is a grounder to second base. No play at home, so it's an RBI as Mabry comes around to score. And out number two makes it 2-0 on the ground out by Angelo Despina. Ribby number 16 of the year for Angelo. There are now two gone for the Hammerheads with John Cruz coming up to the plate. grounded into a double play at short in his last at-bat and flied out to left in his first. So he is 0 for 2. Coming up with a man on third being Rennie Hidalgo. So Tucker's now allowed 2 runs in 5 innings as Hopewell deals. Slow grounder foul down the first baseline, and it's 0-1. Cruz, 150 hitter on the year. Homer, 22 RBIs, I should say. Going up against Hopewell for the first time. Chase from the stretch. Glances at the ump. Looks at third. Now the 0-1. Cut on a miss on the breaking ball, and Hopewell pulled the string to get Cruz to swing, and it's 0-2. Nothing and two is the count to Cruz. Man on third with two gone. Hopewell sets up, looking for the put-away pitch here on Cruz. Loads up at the belt. Here comes. Fastball upstairs. Slipped the grip of Hopewell, and it counts now 1-2. Looks like we will see a lefty in the bullpen for Jupiter. Likely Justin Storm, seventh rounder out of Mississippi. 1-2 to Cruz. Back up the middle off the pitcher's mound, and Gonzalez picks it up on a funny hop, sends it to first in time, and a good play at short to end the sixth inning. But the Hammerheads get another run. They lead it 2-0 on the RBI ground out. One hit, no errors, and one man left aboard. So 2-0 Jupiter as we head to the top of the seventh inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Justin Storm, the lefty, new pitcher for the Hammerheads, facing the heart of the Threshers order here in the top of the seventh. Keaton Anthony takes a fastball for ball one. He'll be followed by Jordan Viers and Raylan Heredia. And I think Viers might be a big reason that the lefty Storm is in the game now for Jupiter, but he is in his second appearance of the week as Anthony takes a fastball that dips into the zone to even the count at 1-1. Storm last pitched on Wednesday for the Hammerheads as Anthony takes a breaking ball to make it 2-1. Went an inning and two-thirds after Brandon White was sent back to the dugout. One hit, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts for Storm. 19 innings of work, a .47 ERA, and 26 strikeouts for Justin. He sends a fastball low and away to Anthony, and it's a 3-1 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Keaton 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth inning. 2-0 lead for the Hammerheads, though, here on this Sunday afternoon in the top of the seventh. 3-1 pitch. Anthony gives this one a ride deep out to left field. Back goes Martinez to the track, to the wall, and that's off the wall. Anthony sprinting towards second. He'll stop there with a leadoff double to start the seventh inning, and bring up the tying run to the plate in the form of Jordan Viers. Second double of the game for the Threshers as Keaton Anthony starts the party in the seventh inning with a loud double. His ballpark is just keeping baseballs in. It's about 380 where Hediger got that hit in the power alley out in left center. Second hit of the day. And his 10th double of the year. Jordan Viers taking a slider outside. And it's a 1-0 count as the slider missed low as well. Viers is 0-for-2 today with a strikeout in his last at-bat. He grounded out to third in his first time up. 1-0 now to Viers as Downs takes a deep breath, looks over at second, and fires home. Bouncing breaking ball gets away from the catcher. Anthony will jog on to third base on the wild pitch as that bounced away from Carmine Lane. So now the first potential run of the Threshers is on third base. The only run of the Threshers last night actually scored in a similar situation as a new set of baseballs are given to the home plate umpire, Theo Arndt. So 2-0 count to Viers, a hitter's pitch to him here likely to come. And that got him. Thought for a second it got off the knob of his bat, but Jordan Viers extends his on-base streak after getting plunked to put the tying run aboard. He has reached base in each of his last nine games as the pitching coach, Glenn Dishman, now have to talk to Justin Storm. Runners on the corners with nobody out. Anthony's on third. Viers is on second. As Dishman having a chat with Jake Brooks. That'll bring up Devin Salt. No, I'm looking the wrong part of the order. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia, who's 0-for-2. Popped out to first in his last at bat. Raylan Heredia looking for his first hit of the day. He's 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a pop-out in foul territory. On the season, he's hitting .245 with 5 homers and 45 RBIs. 2-0 deficit for the Threshers. They also have a 2-0 deficit in the hit column as the Hammerheads have 7, Threshers have 5. Pitch slider called a ball outside, but it's changed to strike 1 on the challenge by Carmine Lane. So an 0-1 count to Heredia. Nobody out and two aboard for the Threshers here in the seventh, and this has to be the inning that they make the comeback. Heredia takes a slider to the outside corner. It's a called strike 0-2, but Heredia challenges it, and the call is upheld. Stays 0-2 to the Threshers' right fielder. Said he wanted to cut out his strikeout rate this season and improve his command of the zone. 0-2, wrapped foul down the third baseline. We stay at 0-2. Byers inching towards second base with a short leadoff first. He has 2 steals in 5 attempts. And the 0-2 slider low, and the count now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, the count to Heredia. Nobody out. Now the pitch inside, and Heredia scoots out of the way of the heater, and it's 2-2. It's Anthony on third. And on first is Viers, with Threshers having runners on the corners and a 2-2 count. No one gone here in the top of the seventh. Ground ball to third. This could be 2 again. Flips to second for 1. On to first. Double play, but the run scores. Keaton Anthony scores from third on a 5-4-3 twin killing. That brings the lead down to 1 run for the Hammerheads. 2-1 the score, and we've seen this movie before. Threshers hoping to change it, despite having the bases clear and 2 outs here in the top of the 7th. Caden Hediger is 1-for-2 today. He's singled in the 5th. to record a hit in his second straight game. So nobody on for Hediger, who hit a home run on Friday as he takes a fastball at the knees for a called strike. Two gone, nobody on. 2-1 lead now after the double play that led to a run. Pitch from Storm, fastball outside, and it counts even at 1-1. Hediger takes the breaking ball inside for a called strike two. Two outs already in the seventh, but one run already scored on a hit for the Threshers. They have five. One ball, two strikes, the count to Hediger. The pitch outside on the breaking ball, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-1 lead for the Hammerheads in the seventh. Holding up the swing is Hediger. Appeal to first says he did not go, according to Leona Ricks, and the count goes full. So a payoff coming to Hediger with two outs. He represents the tying run with one homer already this week. Here's the payoff. Hediger takes the slider inside corner, and that's called strike three for the final out of the seventh inning. We'll stretch it out here in Jupiter. The Threshers get their first run on a double play. One hit, no errors, and nobody left aboard. So, Threshers trail 2-1 as we head to the bottom seventh.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Yoel Martinez leading off the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 ball game now with Chase Hopewell still on the mound trying to keep it that way for the Threshers. Bottom third of the Hammerheads order leads off the frame as Martinez has started off the fastball that misses the catcher for a 1-0 count. Martinez tripled in the fifth, but Braden Tucker tuck-finned up and retired the next three batters after the leadoff triple. Now 1-0 from Hopewell to Martinez. Fastball low and in, and it's 2-0. Another pitch, a fastball, and now it's 2-1 as that one graces the outside corner. Tucker deals. Check swing by Rodriguez. It missed low, but Leona Rick says he went around, so it's 2-2. Timeout called by Martinez. He'll step out and step right back in. Nobody aboard, if nobody out, as this guy is the leadoff man of the Hammerheads here in the bottom seventh. Martinez swings and misses on the breaking ball, and Hopewell has his first punch out of the day, 18th of the season for the first out of the seventh inning. Among Threshers pitchers, it's strikeout number 5, as Tucker had 4, allowing 2 runs on 7 hits in 5 innings of work with 1 walk. Now one gone for Christian Rodriguez, who is 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out. First pitch to Christian. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's 0-1. Hopewell sets from the stretch. He fires home. 0-1, fastball in the dirt. It's 1-1. Two-one lead for the Hammerheads with one out in the bottom of the seventh. 7 hits for Jupiter, 5 for the Threshers, each team with an error thus far. 1-1 coming from Hopewell. He sets from the first base side of the rubber and deals. Fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Base is empty for Rodriguez as Hopewell sets. Now he fires home. 2-1, spanked foul into the Hammerheads dugout on the left field side. It stays. Counts now drops to 2-2. Grounded out in his last at bat. Hernandez swung on the first pitch he saw back in the fifth inning and grounded to Nico Poaca-Grego at third on a drawn-in Threshers infield following the Martinez triple. Now it's a 2-2. Tapped foul behind home plate. We stay at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Hopewell sets and fires. Fastball bounces away from the catcher Hediger. Count goes full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a full count, 7 shots already. Or sorry, 6 shots already for Rodriguez in this at-bat. Payoff pitch coming from Hopewell. He's got the sign, loads it up in his tan glove, sets at the belt. Now the wind, the kick, and the payoff. Upstairs on the breaking ball, that's 4. So the line is complete on Braden Tucker. 2 earned runs allowed in 5 innings of work on 7 hits, 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Chase Hopewell has already walked 1. With 1 out in the 7th inning. Now Carmine Lane coming up to the plate. He's got catcher speed, so Hopewell hoping to find a double play ball. Pickoff attempt at first base is close and in time. Just like that, Christian Rodriguez is wiped off of the base pass on a pickoff attempt to first base. 2 gone in the bottom of the 7th inning. And Hopewell has got to be feeling good about that one. So now the first pitch comes to Carmine Lane. Curveball slammed down the left field line, and that's going to drop for extra bases. Carmine Lane running around first base. He'll head to second as the left fielder Shavers throws it into the cutoff man Saltabon all the way up the left field line. And it's a stand-up double for Carmine Lane with 2 gone in the 7th inning. And good thing that Rodriguez was picked off at first, because if not, the Hammerheads would have gotten that run white right back. He absolutely would have scored on that one, on the double by Lane. And he's the first catcher for the Hammerheads to have more than one hit this week. So two gone and a man on second for the Hammerheads as the lineup card turns over with two outs in the seventh. Hopewell sends a fastball outside to Jordan McCants, starting off the two out at bat with a 1-0 count. Jordan is 1-for-3 on the day, struck out in the fifth and it singled in the third, flied out to Shaver in the first inning. Lane looked at it second base by Hopewell, who sent the fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Two oh the count, two outs, runner on second, and the Threshers trail by one. Eight hits for the Hammerheads, two of them have gone for extra bases, with a righty starting to get loose in the Threshers' pen. 2-0 now to McCants, fastball at the knees, but it's called ball three by Theo Arndt. And McCants, not a guy you want on base with two outs in the inning, especially with some big hitters coming up, with Mabry waiting in the wings on deck. 3-0 is the count to McCants. Hopewell looks back at second, sends the fastball in, and it's upstairs at the letters for a called strike. Three-one now to McCants as Hopewell winds, kicks, and deals. And he turns around and fires to second instead, but he keeps the ball in his hand as Lane heads back to second base. So no pickoff move, no pitch thrown either. And now the 3-1 coming from Hopewell as he's got his sign. Loads the pitch up into his tan glove, sets it at the belt, 3-1. Fastball at the knees for a called strike two. And I think the home plate umpire, Theo Arndt, thought it was strike three. He made his strikeout call. But it's only 3-2. Hopefully he'll make that call once again. That'd be kind of funny to see what he does on a 3-2 strikeout after a K call came too early. So three balls, two strikes now to McCants. We'll see if Lane heads for third. Payoff pitch. Lane stays put. McCants fouls off a fastball. We'll do it again at 3-2. Payoff pitch again, fouled back again. McCants lines a 95-mile-an-hour heater off the netting above the Hammerheads dugout on the third base side. Payoff pitch now coming to McCants, and he'll take a timeout. Let's try and see who the righty is in the Threshers' bullpen. Hammerheads' pen is clear. And it looks like Ethan Chenault is warming up in the Threshers' bullpen out in right. So a full count now to McCants. Once again, the payoff from Hopewell. Fastball hammered on a line, base hit into right field. Lane rounds third as Heredia comes up, and he'll throw to second base. It's an RBI single for Jordan McCants to give the Hammerheads back a two-run lead. RBI number 13 on the year for Jordan, and it's 3-1 Jupiter. As Lane scores from second on the two-out knock. So back-to-back two-out hits for the Hammerheads. Have them up by a pair of runs. Hopewell, a nice little pickoff move to first base, not in time to get McCants, who has 24 steals on the season, second in both the Florida State League and on the Hammerheads. Colby Shade is the leader with 31 stolen bases. He's on the bench for the second straight night. Now JT Mabry up with two outs. He's got an RBI already. McCants is off for second. Hediger gets the throw in, and it bounces off the glove of Saltibon. Looked like Saltibon and had him beat, but the ball hits off of the glove in between McCants and the baseball. ball hits off of the glove and bounces out into the hands of Diego Gonzalez at short. So it's a stolen base for Jordan McCants and a 1-0 count to JT Mabry. McCants is now on second with two gone. 3-1 lead for the Hammerheads. Actually, the pitch was called a strike. 0-1, now 0-2 as the curveball from Hopewell settles into the outside corner. O-2, McCants is off for third. Curveball lined out to center field. Back goes Rosario, drifting into right center. He jumps up to make the catch and end the seventh inning. Took until the second out for the Hammerheads to get the run back that the Threshers scored in the top of the seventh. They retain a two-run lead on two hits, no errors, and one left. Heading into the eighth inning, 3-1 Hammerheads.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
1-0 the count to Nico Puaca-Grego, who takes a slider outside from Justin Storm. Lefty-lefty start to the eighth inning. Threshers trail by 2. 9 hits for Jupiter, 5 for Clearwater, as another breaking ball settles in for a called strike to Puaca-Grego. He's got a 1-1 count. As the Threshers looking to even up this game, Puaca-Grego pokes a grounder up the middle. McCants, a jump throw off the bag, goes the first baseman Despina. Should still be a single for Puaca-Grego as McCants made an incredible effort to even get to that ball, and it is. Nico has hits in back-to-back games for the Threshers. The leadoff man reaches in the eighth to put the tying runner at the plate in Diego Gonzalez. His first home run of the season would tie this game for Clearwater. They trail 3-1 here in the eighth inning. Nico Puaca-Grego with a steal in one attempt, leading off of first. Fastball to the outside corner for a called strike to Gonzalez, who is riding a 7-game, now 8-game on base streak with his third inning single. He's 1-for-2 today, grounded into a double play in the fifth. Hoping not to do that again here as the Hammerhead shifted for two with the second baseman pinched up the middle. Carmine Lane loses the breaking ball, but Puaca-Grego stays put at first as that ball barely left the batter's circle behind home plate and drifted towards first. So Nico Puaca-Grego remains on first, tying run at the plate in Gonzalez with a closer warming for the Hammerheads. Sizable lead off of first from Nico. He's got a red sliding mitt over his right hand. And a 1-0 bounces, and it's chested down by Carmine Lane. Good job to block the fastball and keep the count at 2-1 instead of adding a wild pitch and putting Puaca-Grego on second. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 and faces a 2-1 count with no one out in the eighth inning. Threshers looking to atone for last night as Gonzalez takes a fastball low, 3-1 the count. In the ninth inning, they had the winning run on first and the tying run on second with one out. But then the next two batters got out and couldn't complete the comeback. 3-1, ball four as the slider goes low, putting the tying run aboard in the top of the eighth inning. And now out comes Carmine Lane to have a chat with Justin Storm. And now out comes Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach. So before we go into the scoreboard, some trade news in the big leagues. Jordan Groshans, a former top 100 prospect of the Blue Jays, traded from the Yankees to the Oakland A's for J.D. Davis and cash considerations. For anyone starting to monitor trade news, now A.J. Shaver up for the Threshers with two awards. Shaver represents the go-ahead run. And he does have one homer already this season. That came on the road in Dunedin about 2 months ago in his first game with the Threshers, hitting a game-tying home run in a game the Threshers ended up winning. Palm Beach almost completed the comeback against Tampa. Final is 5-4 on the early game. Four runs in the ninth inning for Palm Beach, but it wasn't enough. Lakeland and Bradenton are delayed. Fort Myers leads St. Lucie 8-2 in the top of the seventh. Lakeland is a 1-0 lead on the Marauders in the fifth. A.J. Shaver pulls back the bunt, and each runner will move up a base as the wild pitch missed the bat completely and rolled all the way back to the backstop. And now the tying run is on second base for Clearwater on the wild pitch by Storm. Gonzalez to second and Poaka Grego to third on the wild pitch by Justin Storm. So the Threshers in a good spot here. 1-0 the count to Shaver with two runners in scoring position as a righty loosens up to close out the game for Jupiter. Threshers trying to make the closing aspect of the reliever obsolete as a slider bounces into the mitt of Lane to make it a 2-0 count to Shaver. He's 0-for-2 today, reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out to second in his two at-bats. Parker Grego now on third, Gonzalez on second. A 1-1 coming to Shaver. The pitch, swing and a miss just behind the fastball, and it's 2-1. Two-one turns to 2-2 as Shaver pops a fastball foul. Two on, two balls, two strikes. Still no one out in the top of the eighth inning as Shaver launches one foul out in front of the breaking ball. Got excited when he saw the slider, but he thought it was a fastball and sends it deep. It's actually a 1-2 count to Shaver. I guess the scoreboard had it wrong. Swing and a miss, and there's strike three. It was either 1-2 or 2-2. Didn't matter. Shaver down on strikes as Storm gets his first, her second punchy of the day for the first out in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario, and he'll have to face a new pitcher as the Marlins bring out a right-hander for a 5-out save here in the eighth inning. Even though they failed to clinch the playoffs and lost the series, Jupiter trying to end the series on a good note, bringing out their closer with one out in the eighth inning and two runners in scoring position for the Threshers.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Ricardo Rosario fouls off the first pitch from Delvis Alegre, on for the second time this series with a loss to his name already. Gave up a six-run inning to the Threshers earlier. Rosario grounds out to third base. One run will score, but he's out at first as the throw comes in. But Rosario, with his fourth RBI of the season, puts the Threshers within one. JT Mabry on the play, makes the score 3-2. That run will be charged to Justin Storm, who has now allowed two runs in an inning and a third of work with two Ks and a walk. That'll bring up Devin Saltaban up against Allegri. He allowed all four runs for the Threshers in the series clinching game on Thursday. Six hits, two innings of work, four strikeouts without a walk. Saltaban connects on the first pitch, but it's hammered foul. 0-1 is the count to the Threshers' second baseman. Saltaban is 1-for-3, 0-for-2 since the lead off, or the one-out double in the first inning. O-1 now to Saltaban. Grounder right to the shortstop, scooped up by Rodriguez. Sends the throw into first in time as the Hammerheads get two quick ground outs to end the eighth inning. But one run does score for the Threshers. They leave the tying run stranded on second. One run coming on one hit, no errors, one left, and it's 3-2 Clearwater heading into the bottom of the eighth inning.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our Fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball?
Ethan Chenault starts off his day with a swing and a miss on a slider to Rennie Hidalgo. After Chase Hopewell finished it up two innings, two hits, one run, one walk, one strikeout. 3-2 is the lead for the Hammerheads. They have Hidalgo, Alderman, and Despina to work with in the bottom of the eighth inning as they try to get some insurance before the Threshers come back up in the top ninth. Curve from Chenault settles on the outside corner. It's no two count to Hidalgo, who is 1-for-2 after coming in as a pinch runner in the first following an injury to Davis Bradshaw. 0-2, fastball outside, and it's a 1-2 count. Like Hopewell, Chenault has a big-time fastball that can get up to 96. One of the reasons the Phillies selected him in the 18th round of last year's draft. And a nasty curveball gets in for a called strike 3 to Hidalgo. Three-pitch Sia to start off the eighth. And Chenault has his first strikeout of the day, facing his first batter. One gone for Kemp Alderman, the DH hitting cleanup, who is 1-for-3 today with a leadoff knock in the fourth inning. Chenault has already thrown a two-inning shutout back on Tuesday against Jupiter, where he struck out four. First pitch to Alderman is called a strike on inside fastball. 0-1 the count to Kemp. Pitch from Chenault, curveball inside, and it's 1-1. Another Phillies reliever with a whip of a fastball and a nasty bender is Billy Wagner, who I only mentioned because he was the coach of Chenault back at the Miller School in high school. Breaking ball inside, caught on a miss, and it's 1-2. Curveball and the fastball, just two of the four pitches Chenault has to work with. Sinker and a changeup are the other two for the 18th rounder, who had a 4.91 ERA out of the bullpen with three staves for UNC Wilmington in his final year for the Virginia native. Alderman fouls one off of Hediger, and that one hit him somewhere on the lower body, but Hediger is going to just walk the ball out to Chenault to just walk that one off. He looks like he's all right. Hediger is a tough kid, and it's a 1-2 count to Kemp Alderman. One and two, the count to Alderman. Wave and a whiff, strike three, as Chenault sends a curveball outside, and Kemp Alderman goes digging for it. Back-to-back punch-outs as Chenault now has six Ks in 2 1/3 innings against these Hammerheads for the second out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Looking to strike out the side with Angelo Despina coming up to the plate. He reached on an error in the second, but is 0-for-3 with an RBI ground out in the sixth inning. First pitch to Despina bounces before it might have got him in the foot, or it just bounced over his foot. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Despina now 16 RBIs after the RBI grounder in the sixth, and he's facing a 1-0 count. 1-0, lifted high in the air out to left field. Sprinting towards the line is Shaver, diving, and he's all right after colliding with the wall. Popped right back up as that one just turned into a long foul ball. So a 1-1 count as Shaver will collect his hat, send the baseball out of play, and get back into left field with a 1-1 count to Angelo Despina. Big lefty shift on now for the lefty Despina. Saltaban playing back, and Gonzalez pinched up the middle. Both the middle infield, their heels on the outfield grass, as Puaka Grego is shaded towards short. 2-1 now as the curveball bounces into the glove of Caden Hediger, who is showing no ill effects after he was hit by a deflected pitch earlier in this at bat. Two balls, one strike, the count to Despina. Two outs here in the bottom eighth. Chenault deals. Curveball right down the money, and it's 2-2 as the called strike is issued to Despina from Theo Arndt. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody aboard yet in the eighth inning. Chenault aiming to keep it that way. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Ethan Chenault sends a nasty curveball past Despina and strikes out the side in the eighth inning to send us to an all-important ninth. Three Ks for Chenault, and Delvis Allegre back out for the ninth inning as the Hammerheads and the Threshers are within a run of each other for the second straight day heading into the ninth.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Part of the Threshers order starting off the ninth is Keaton Anthony takes the first strike from Delvis Allegre. 1-1 is the count as we missed a ball during the commercial. Lefty warming up in the bullpen for insurance for the Hammerheads. Delvis Allegre gets Anthony to ground out to short. Backhanded by Rodriguez. Long throw to first. Scooped up on a hop by Despina for the first out in the ninth inning. Anthony almost beat that one out. Now Jordan Fires coming up to the plate. And this is the reason the lefty was coming into the game. Out comes Nelson Prada to send the lefty out from the bullpen for a two-out save after a little over an inning of Delvis Allegre. Fires and Heredia, two power hitters, taking to the plate against the lefty, who will come in for Jupiter in a 3-2 ball game where the Hammerheads lead top of the ninth.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrate.
Jordan Vyers against the lefty Jack Selinger with two outs remaining between the end of this series and Hammerhead's win. One gone in the ninth. Vyers and Heredia the next two up as a pitch clock violation called on Jack Selinger to give Vyers a boost with an early 1-0 count before a pitch has been thrown. Vyers is 0-2 today, but he was hit by a pitch in the seventh and has reached base once. Breaking ball to the outside corner, 1-1 count. 17 innings of work this season for Selinger. He has 22 Ks and an ERA of 4.76. Threshers hoping to add to that when they trail by one here in the ninth. Slider outside to Vyers, and it's a 2-1 count to the left-handed hitting DH. Heredia, solid hitter against lefties. He's on deck as the cleanup man, Vyers, takes a slider that bounces out of play to make it 3-1. You put the lefty in to try and get out the lefty batter. And Vyers hoping to make sure that Selinger fails that. 3-1, fastball up and in, and the tying run is aboard with one out in the ninth inning. Jordan Vyers reaching on a one-out walk as Jack Selinger walks the first batter he faces. Delvis Alegre with a scoreless inning. And that's it. Nothing else on the stat sheet. No runs, hits, walks, strikeouts, just three outs. Heredia hits a towering fly ball deep out to center field. Back goes Cruz, and he makes the catch on the run. Looked for a second like that was going to leave the yard as Heredia absolutely smoked that out to center field. But instead, it's just a long out number two. And now Caden Hediger comes up to the plate as the Threshers' last chance. Hediger is 1-for-3 today, singled in the fifth. Vyers with a short lead off of first. First pitch to Caden is low on the sinker for ball number one. Hediger from the right side of the plate takes a called strike, slider inside, and it's 1-1. Challenged by Hediger, quickly upheld by Theo Arndt, so the count remains 1-1. Now the 1-1. Hediger grounded to short. This should do it. Rodriguez waits on it, flips to first base, and it's caught just before Hediger reaches the bag to end the ninth inning. Threshers fall 3-2, losing by one run on consecutive days and stranding the tying run in the ninth inning. Braden Tucker gets the loss for the Threshers. Win goes to Jake Brooks. And Jack Selinger gets the save in two-thirds of an inning. No runs, hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. With the Threshers leaving one stranded in the ninth inning. Despite losing the last two games of the series, the Clearwater Threshers take the series because they won the first four against the Hammerheads. My throat is still sore. And I've got a busted catch, so there'll be no pregame show today. Hopefully I'll be all better on Tuesday when the Threshers take on the Bradenton Marauders in their first series of the second half. Final score, 3-2 in favor of Jupiter. 9 hits for the Hammerheads, 6 for the Threshers, each team with an error in the series finale. Threshers will have the long road trip back home and then a 6-gamer against Bradenton to start off the second half with a 6-game set. Thank you all for tuning in this week to the First Half Champion Threshers broadcast here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I'll see you at BayCare Ballpark on Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody.